Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends new age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now. Well, good morning, everybody, or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Dougal Frazier. You're listening to The Dougal Frazier Show. And good morning, David and Benny.
Hello,
everybody.
Hey, Dougie.
So just to confirm, we're all clear on the phone lines, right, Benny?
Yes, we've got the gremlins all out. They're packaged up. We sent them home. Phones are back up and running.
Good, because that was an exciting week. So don't forget, guys, I'm taking your calls all hour. That number is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I'm working for free, so call me, ask me any question. I am available. So last week we were in Seattle. We got home on Sunday evening. Benny, we got to see you for all of 80 seconds.
Yeah, I know, right?
It was a deep moment.
It was, and I tried to enjoy every 80 seconds of it, or at least the segment that was. It might have been like 78 seconds. It was so fast.
It was so fast, but you work really hard.
Thank
you.
So we
had to wave to you through the window.
Thank you.
So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. On our way out of Seattle, I had my first nude photo shoot.
Excuse me?
With the TSA.
You really?
Yeah. Ooh. I know, and it was really weird because we got to the airport and I was kind of...
How's that weird?
I was kind of foggy because I worked that morning. But then you get up to the security thing and you don't really have, you know, there wasn't a long line and you don't really have an option to make a decision. Like, you walk up to the line and you realize, like, is my underwear clean? Like, am I dressed appropriately? Like, because all of a sudden, it's about to happen. Have you had it happen yet?
No, I've not flown since they've offered, so I'm kind of nervous.
Well, we've flown like at least a dozen times since it's been
offered. Oh, your chance is 1 out of 11.
That was the first time.
That was
it's
the first time.
Very weird,
yeah.
Because you have one of two options, right? It's either you go through that backscatter machine,
right? Uh-huh.
Or they give you like an in-depth pat-down, basically.
Yeah. Mm. But I thought, I didn't see them advertising the in-depth pat-down. I did not see any sign that said that you had an option.
It's not encouraged.
But what's weird, though, is right before you go in, Benny, they show you the image. It says what the security officer will see.
Whoa.
And I just have to... to say that when I got into the machine, you have to put your feet in two different positions, and then you have to, like, it's kind of like freezing in a jumping jack. You have to raise your arms over your head.
Interesting.
And your thumbs have to touch your head. I don't know why, but I have to be honest with you.
Palms in, I think.
I was posing.
Yeah.
Navel to spine, sucking on his
That's great.
Stomach, trying to find the light in my right angle. But what was weird is there's no real description of, like, how much energy or radiation it's actually emitting. It kind of felt a little sloppy, I have to be honest. Like, it was fine. No one was hurt. I didn't hear any snickering or anyone asked me for my number afterwards either. But I just felt like...
Because David was with you. That might be kind of awkward, you know?
But I just feel like I wasn't getting, like, enough information. And they say that the people who are looking at the actual scan itself are behind in another room.
Yeah.
But I don't know. In the Seattle airport, to the left, there was like a stage or like a level up with a whole row of computers. And they were probably like 50 feet away if not farther.
They can see you.
But you can still see them.
Well, you brought up a good point. Like, it's only a matter of time before some celebrity goes through
Absolutely.
That machine, and then all of a sudden that
it's
image
everywhere.
Will show up somewhere.
Yeah, it just something about it, and I have such mixed feelings about it, you know, because I lived in New York City on September 11th, so I remember being, you know, really for the pat-downs and the extra security checks and all that stuff, and obviously, like, I believe in it, but I just had mixed feelings about, you know, is there too much radiation? You know, what about people who fly every day, you know, or work at the airport? Do they have to go through that every day? It just feels like there should be more information on it. And we were actually listening on the radio this morning, and apparently you can't even Google anything about it. Like, it didn't feel clear. And even when you're at the dentist, they make you wear...
Right, you pointed that out. That thing that, I don't know what you call that, but you're covered with, like, a vest,
lead.
Right,
yeah.
To absorb the radiation. They don't give you anything
nothing
like that.
There. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, it was nothing. And it's all out in the open. I thought you were going to be in, like, a contained, like, box, almost like a phone booth or something like that. But it's very open, and... everyone's just staring, and no one complained, which I thought was interesting. Everybody did it. I didn't see
kind of becoming more accepted, I guess.
Exactly, and I didn't see anybody decline. But
the upside is that you're kind of your own nightlight. You glow in the dark.
But it was a festive day at the airport. Between that and the drunk lady sitting next to David saying grandma needs help with her vodka.
I love those people. They're so sweet.
In 2 hours, Benny, she had three vodka drinks.
That's about right.
Flight.
That's good pacing.
And she kept handing the bottles to David, asking her to open them.
She was very sweet, though, I have to say. Very kind.
Way to lend a helping hand to the senior citizens, really.
Exactly,
that's
right.
Giving back right there.
It was great.
I like that she kept referring to herself as grandma.
Yeah.
Grandma likes
right?
you.
Grandma likes you. So it was a great trip in Seattle. We had such a good group. The workshop was fantastic. We had a straight guy, which is, like, unheard of. Do you know in, like, the five...
There's that pause.
No, but at the workshop, in, like, the past 5 years...
Well, it's usually women.
Women. Men never come, and a straight guy came. I almost passed out. Like, that never actually happens. No. So that was kind of exciting.
Did you get his autograph or something? I mean, is it...
No, but
apparently
I did.
This is, like, a sight to behold, but...
We did all applaud for him.
Oh, good. Good.
Just to make
him feel a little more uncomfortable. Exactly. The only one in the room.
So the other thing that I read this weekend, which I thought was interesting, I don't know if you remember this story, Benny, but there was a teacher from The Secret. His name was James Arthur Ray, and he's currently on trial. He's the guy who was holding spiritual warrior seminars, and during one of his sweat lodges, three people died.
Mm-hmm.
Big trial going on.
Yeah.
It's a big trial going on right now. And it's funny. Have you ever done a sweat lodge before?
I have not, no.
Yeah. Have you done one, David?
I haven't, but I get tired like after 5 minutes in a sauna.
Right.
I can't imagine what that would be.
So that's like a mini version.
Well, the thing about a sweat lodge, when I was like 16, I went on spring break with a group of middle-aged women to Sedona on a vision quest. Some people go to Mexico and drink out of beer funnels. And I went to Sedona with some middle-aged women, and it was lovely.
Interesting.
But towards, I know, exactly, just a window into my life.
Beer funnels caught my attention right now.
Exactly.
All of a sudden.
Well, I want to include everybody.
Yes.
So I remember, though, feeling a lot of pressure about the sweat lodge. And at the time, I didn't want to do it because I was a heavy child.
Mm.
And I didn't want to get into a small room and have to be naked. And some people do it naked. Some people don't. And I remember feeling a lot of guilt from people, though, like I wasn't spiritual enough because I didn't want to do it. And when I was reading this article, they were saying that James Arthur Ray would tell people beforehand that, you know, this was going to be the most powerful experience they've had. You know, you'll see visions. It's going to change your life. He actually used the words, you may feel like you're going to die, basically saying, but that means it's kind of working. And I just think there's something interesting in the spiritual community with that sense of pressure that you have to put yourself in this. It was a 415 square foot tent with dozens of people, you know, sweating out for several hours. They're not short. They're a very long period of time. And the idea being that if you get close to death, you've done something right. That's really weird to me.
I think they're trying to get you to sort of push your limits and go as far as you can. But by saying, I think he said that, you know, people may vomit. If you, what you're talking about with feeling like you're going to die, he quoted like shamans saying that there's only one way for the body to like cleanse itself, and that's by purging. So if you start vomiting uncontrollably, then you're doing something right. But
that makes me think of that. You remember that documentary we watched on ayahuasca or whatever it was called? Have you ever heard of that, Benny? Ayahuasca?
It's I have not, no.
It's kind of, I don't know if it's like peyote, but it's like a shaman thing that they do.
It's a hallucinogenic.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But you know it's working when you start throwing up.
Oh, that's a like positive sign there.
And it was people like wrenching in the corner, like throwing up and having this intense experience of, I don't know if it's like getting rid of demons or negative energy. But I just think there's something interesting about like forcing someone into that situation in order to achieve something. And, you know, we talked about The Secret last week and, you know, I joke about it a lot. But this to me, again, is another example of you have to be really careful when you're going to a spiritual teacher or a therapist or a minister or anyone in a place that you're seeking guidance. If you're being pushed to a limit or tested to a point where it's starting to affect your physical body in that way, always remember that we are empowered to step away from it and say that this isn't right for me. Because a lot of people who were on trial were being interviewed as saying things like, you know, I just thought this is what I was supposed to experience. We were supposed to be unconscious. You know, and in my opinion, there's no period or piece of spiritual work that should push you into being
past unconscious. Past your limits.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. So, guys, what's your opinion on that? Have you ever been to a sweat lodge? Did you become unconscious? Or did you have a vision? Am I wrong? Go to transformationtalkradio.com. You can click the instant feedback button and give me some information. Or you can always call us at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And I'm taking your calls. Only other thing I want to talk about in the news. So Rosie O'Donnell, who I love. I'm kind of obsessed with her. People make fun of me for it.
She's making a little comeback, though, now, isn't she?
She's totally making a comeback. Yeah. I had predicted.
She's trending. Isn't that what we're calling it? She's trending.
Is that a Twitter thing?
I think it's an MSN thing, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I had predicted a long time ago that she would go back to daytime TV after The View. She'd have her own talk show. And she's going to be doing a talk show with the Oprah Winfrey Network. And then I read this morning that she's actually taking over her studio in Chicago. So they're going to be broadcasting from there, which is interesting, though, because Rosie always talks about having, I don't know if she actually says she has seasonal affective disorder, but she's way more drawn to sunshine and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'd predicted that I thought it would do really well in the beginning, and then after a period of time, it would slump because it wasn't working for her. And I feel like that prediction is starting to come true because she's going to Chicago. I don't think that environment or weather is going to be good for her energy. So I'm curious to see how that plays out. I hope it works out because I love her. She's one of my favorites. So I cannot wait to see the show. Anyway, we are going to be here all hour. I hope I've enlightened you with some of this information and I hope I'm important.
Yeah, go get screen.
Exactly. Go get your nude photo at the airport. Okay, guys, remember.
Do you get to take it home with you?
No, that's the other thing. You can't see it, and it looks like someone is looking at it when you're going through it. Mm-hmm. Did you see that woman on the other side? But it's just cleared. It's a whole thing.
I'd kind of like move my hand maybe in a couple different poses and see if they take a couple different ones, and you could do like a little photo book, you know?
Well, maybe that's why Grandma was knocking down.
Yeah, right. See,
she was upset about the nude photo.
Maybe it's a little easier for her, I guess, to take a picture. It's been a while.
Okay, guys, we're gonna be here for all hour. Our number again is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is the Dougal Fraser Show. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be taking your calls.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Herbal adaptogens de-stress and energize. Ginseng, licorice root, holy basil are just a few of these powerful herbs studied for their protective effects on the adrenal glands and other systems during stress. Taken over a period of 1 to several months on a consistent basis, these herbs can increase immune function and energy levels, balance hormones, and help reverse damaging effects of long-term stress. Thanks for tuning in to my Herbal Tip of the Week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey everybody, this is Psychic Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. Remember, you can call us all hour at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. I'm taking your questions about love, life, money, success, passing out in a sweat lodge, whatever you're interested in talking about, I'm totally available for you. Or please go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, just like Cindy in Boston. Cindy, I'm going to get to your question because I'm obsessed with it. transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, send in your questions, and I may read it live on the air and give you an answer. We have a caller available. Who do we want to go to first? Benny, you want to go to Trisha?
Yeah, let's take Trisha first.
Okay, cool. Hey, Trisha, is it Quebec or Quebec? How do I say that correctly?
Hello?
Hello, Trisha, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, so I was just saying, is it Quebec or Quebec? I never know if I'm saying that correctly. How do you say that?
It's Quebec.
It is Quebec. Okay, Trisha in Quebec, yes. International, I love it. So what's going on in your life, Trisha?
Well, I actually had a question in mind.
Okay.
I've been in a 3-year relationship, and mm-hmm. I've been questioning it since it began.
Mm.
And I want to know if my current relationship can be saved, or is there another great man out there to share my life with?
Well, here's
and the
interesting...
thing is,
Go ahead. No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, I've been attracted to an old friend I've been known for, 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been kind of bumping into him for a couple of months, and I want to know what that is, too.
Like a sign that you're bumping into the guy from the past?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. So when I focus on your current relationship, it's not bad, but it's also not great. It's like somewhere right in the middle. And that almost makes it even more challenging because, sometimes even if there's heaviness in the relationship, at least that gives me something to process. Or if there's a tremendous amount of passion, that gives me something to process and to focus on as well. But when this relationship kind of falls into the middle, you start to get kind of bored and apathetic. So the truth is, in my opinion, I don't think this relationship is serving you anymore. Part of the issue that you struggle with in your life is you're a very dedicated person by nature. You're very committed to your word. It's who you are. You strive to, if I'm going to commit to someone, whether it's a friend or a family member or a coworker, until you bleed, you will do it. But in this situation, the current relationship is not serving you. Now, my prediction is that it's probably going to end, but unfortunately, I think the lesson for you, Trisha, is you're going to have to end it. It would be easier for me to say, he's an alcoholic or you can't trust him, because then we'd have something, you know what I mean? But I think you're so afraid to hurt him that you're kind of staying in this gray energy. Now, in answer to your second question, I don't think the guy from the past is someone that is going to be a part of your life for a long period of time. I actually think that's kind of a transition energy, but it's the universe's way of showing you that you are, it's normal for people to get attracted to someone else or even have a moment of a crush, but you're actually really distracted by this energy. Oh, did we lose Trisha?
We did. I'll try her back.
No, that's okay. I can finish it here.
Okay.
But Trisha, so I don't think that guy from the past is actually going to manifest for you. I think it's just the universe's way of trying to get you out of this current relationship. So in answer to your question, I do think it's going to end, but you guys need to sit down and have a real heart-to-heart. I'm sorry our phone line got disconnected, but sometimes the energy is so powerful. People just
I think we missed one gremlin. I think so. It happens from time to time. A little guy gets caught and you just can't find him.
And I have to go to this instant feedback question because I love it. So Cindy in Boston writes, "Hi, Dougal. I love my boyfriend but can't stand his mother. She stops by our apartment all the time without calling first. He knows that it bothers me but never says anything to her. Sometimes it seems like there are three of us in this relationship. Can this relationship work?" I love this question. Cindy, first of all, this is actually really common. When two souls unite and they create their own family, the families of origin tend to get really, really triggered. We have absolutely no experience with this, do we?
Not at all.
Let's hope your family's not listening. But it's really important, Cindy, for you to sit down with your boyfriend and talk about what are the rules and guidelines of your household, things that you come up with together. Admittedly, I don't think it's his responsibility on his own to confront his mom. Now that she's coming into your home and your space, it's 50% your rules as well. So I think the three of you can sit down and say very, very lovingly what the situation is and how you'd like her to call first, and she can't just kind of show up because those are kind of the rules of the house. Unfortunately, that is not going to be received well. The delivery is going to be difficult, but that's kind of part of the experience. As you guys create your own family dynamic and your own rules and structure for your household, there's really great power there. And as long as you guys are on the same page, I don't really care what his mother's reaction is. Your space, your rules, your energy. But I think the three of you should do it together. It's not just his responsibility. Great question, though. Okay, again, guys, if you have a question, call us at 1-800-930-2819. Our number, 1-800-930-2819. We have another caller on the phone, Simeon in Jackson.
Well, actually, we're still tracking down Simeon. If you wanted to Google, I can give you a quick question that came in through our CBS affiliate.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's from Phyllis, and she's writing in about, looks like her boyfriend, I believe. Where to go? Well, let's just give it to you. Let's do this. All right. Silly screens. I think the gremlin's now messing with me. Okay. Hey, Dougal, I've been excited about getting in contact with you. Thank you very much for taking my question. It's about her love life, and she's seeing David, and they have a really strong connection together. Mm-hmm. And why is he in my life, and why am I in his life? I feel strongly that he is my soulmate. What do you think?
Good question, Phyllis. So when I focus on David, I think he really compliments you and highlights your strengths, which is difficult for you to see. You like to focus on other people's energy more than your own. So there's something about David coming in and making you feel really inspired and passionate and grounded and connected, and I feel like he really sees you. Ironically, though, when we fantasize about that, that seems like the easiest energy to experience, but for you, you're having trouble with it. So what I want you to sit down and do is every time he compliments you, every time he sees you, I want you to repeat it out loud to make sure that you're actually hearing it. This is actually a really good relationship. Ironically, like 5 to even 7 years down the line, you guys may end up working together, which is interesting because I see a strong union, not just in the heart and soulmate connection, but also in the world of work as well. This is a great relationship for you. In my opinion, the reason he comes in is to teach you how to receive self-love, which is important.
That's interesting that you're saying, this is the second person. Trisha also said that she, you know, keeps running into this person. And I'm curious, like, do you think there's always a meaning to that if you run into someone over and over, like, are you supposed to get back into their lives or?
No, not necessarily. I mean, if you keep running into someone over and over again, it's a sign that they're part of your soul group, technically speaking. That means that it's someone that you have something to learn from. There's karma there. There's a lesson. And it may not be someone that's good for you. You know, it could just be someone from your past that kind of knows you. I mean, there's nothing like running into someone from kindergarten or grade school that knows you on a level of intimacy that, you know, some people don't in your adult world. But a lot of people take that as a sign that I'm supposed to spend the rest of my life with them.
So you mean like, it could be someone that comes into your life to annoy you, to teach you a lesson.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's almost like a reminder of why I don't want this particular energy type in my life. You know, there are certain friendships that I will manifest the same dynamic over and over again. Different faces, different people, but it's still the same energy. And it keeps popping up over and over again. Or there are people in my life that I've had issues with that, you know, the relationship just wasn't supporting my growth or it wasn't helping me move forward, but they keep popping up. And that to me sometimes is a test. In Trisha's case, when it comes with relationships, a lot of times when you're not happy in your current love, you think of the fantasy of old love or love that could have or should have happened. Hmm. It's a way that the mind is trying to inspire you to get out of the relationship and look at something different.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. So where are we with callers? Do we have any callers right now?
We actually have Simeon. We finally got a hold of him.
Cool. Simeon, can you hear me?
Hi, Dougal.
Hey, Simeon. This is Dougal. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. Tell me what's going on in your life.
Well, I don't know. I've just been a big fan of yours for a long time, read all the books and everything. But I'm trying to figure out if I'm in a relationship that is good for me.
Yeah.
I've been kind of hurt. I had a boyfriend that passed away, and then I had a boyfriend who was on drugs a lot. And so now in this relationship, I get a lot of confusion. You know, I feel like he does love me, but I don't want to put a lot into this relationship, and it's not something that's good for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, the interesting thing is we kind of have to look at why your energy is attracted to that chaos. There's got to be something about it that feels kind of seductive to you. And I think part of this kind of comes from the childhood, you know, and your family of origin is the sense of, I think, Simeon, you really like to feel needed. So sometimes you attract people to you who are a little bit wounded because you are a caretaker and you want to give to them. But ultimately, in the end, you end up feeling disappointed. So what we want to do is make sure that we don't set up contracts. I always refer to relationships as contracts. We don't set up contracts like that again. We want someone who's more of an equal, that's on your team, that's a team player and carries your energy rather than pulls from your energy. I got to be honest. The interesting thing is you don't feel like you're in a relationship right now. Like the presence of someone may be there, but I don't feel like I'm in love. I don't feel a connection. I don't feel inspired. It just feels kind of heavy. So in my opinion, I think you guys have to have a really honest conversation of where the state of the relationship is right now and what direction you want to go in your future. I think if you both wrote down your 5-year plans, they'd be very, very different. And it's not like they have to be identical, but they have to complement each other and they have to have similar goals. So what I'd like you to do is sit down with him and talk about, you know, who do you want to be in 5 years? Who do you want to be in 10 years? And start to have an honest dialogue of the fact that, hey, you know, we're good friends. This feels okay, but I don't think this is the right fit for me. And I want you to start asking yourself, Simeon, in my life, who are my equals? You need more equals around you. You have a lot of blue light, and blue light is the light of truth and wisdom. And oftentimes that means you're being taken advantage of. So you need to be really careful with that.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. It does.
I appreciate that.
Good.
I guess the last thing is, do you feel like he does care about me, or is this something I'm just being used in this
way? I think he cares about you tremendously, but I also think he cares a lot about what he can get from you, if I'm going to be honest. So you definitely need to sit down and have an honest conversation, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks for the
call,
Simeon. Good luck with everything.
All right.
You guys, we're so focused on relationships this hour, but it's my favorite thing to talk about. So if you have a relationship question or any area of your life you've got a question on, our phone lines are working sometimes and sometimes not. But we're going to fix it, so give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Remember, that number is 1-800-930-2819. I'm Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm going to be here all hour. We're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at the corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the three precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Guys, it's 80s day here at the Dougal Fraser Show. I'm Dougal Fraser, and we're doing all 80s
music. You're wearing your hot pink, Dougal?
Leg warmers, woo! Headbands, I'm making it happen.
Nice.
I love it. So remember, phone lines are working perfectly. You can call us at 1-800-930-2819. That number is 1-800-930-2819. Or go to transformationtalkradio.com, click the instant feedback button, and you might get selected to hear your question live on the air, which would be exciting. So earlier, we were talking about the pros and cons of sweat lodges, vomiting, passing out, and possibly crossing over. And we have Jay from Canada. Again, guys, Canada, we're like keeping it real and rocking it in Canada. Hey, Jay, are you on the phone?
Hey there, how's it going, Dougal?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
So give me all your sweat lodge knowledge.
Well, if I can do it in less than 5 minutes, I'll do that. the sweat lodge that I actually go to actually is the free sweat lodge. Mm-hmm. So you're not paying $9,600 to go to a sweat lodge.
Right. Wasn't that crazy, his price? That was insane.
Yeah, it was crazy. Most of the people that actually attend do there for healing work or for part of ceremony. Usually it's less than 20 people. I've seen people like 25 in a sweat lodge, but that's crowded. You can't lay down. Personally, I've actually threw up in a sweat lodge.
You did?
It was okay because I was actually letting go of stuff.
Let me ask you a question. So you're in the sweat lodge, you start feeling nauseous, and there isn't a part of your brain that's like, maybe I shouldn't be throwing up in here?
Well, the thing is that before we actually go into the sweat lodge wash when a ceremony starts, is that the sweat lodge leader says, you know, if it doesn't feel right for you, you say to all my relations 4 times, and we'll open up the door for you, and you can head out. So there's always that option.
And that's the thing. So that teacher right there is someone that I respect, because what they're saying is that everybody's limit is different. If it doesn't feel good for you, this is how you can get out, and this is how you can change the dynamic. And that's completely different from the James – what's that guy's name? The James Ray Stewart. Yeah, it's completely different.
Yeah, and I don't understand how the people that were in James Ray's sweat lodge, like, if they were really that sick, why didn't they just get up and leave? Like, why were they waiting for permission to leave?
That's my question, too.
One of the reasons why is that in order to actually run a sweat lodge, it takes years of training.
Right.
And also, you're given the right to pour water over the rocks. So if you didn't get it, and you got warned by the natives or even the people from the Navajo Nation that, hey, don't be doing this. And
so are you saying, in your opinion, that he did not get that right, that he was kind of doing his own makeshift? Okay.
So you got to give him right because it takes a lot of teachings. You're holding the energy for other people, and you're pouring the water, and you're basically, you know, seeing what's going on, too. You know, even though it's dark, you're feeling what's going on there, too.
Right,
and you're singing songs, and it's celebration, too, and it's ceremony. And, yeah, I've experienced sweat lodges, too, and I see what's going on there. And, you know, people are healing there, too. So
in your opinion, it can be powerful as well. And, you know, that's what I think the problem is. Thanks for calling, Jay. I appreciate it. But that's what I think the problem is with some of these ancient traditions is there's really no guideline. You know, there's no certification course. I don't think, you know, a university offers sweat lodge training or something like that. So you can have a backyard and a fire pit, and suddenly you're hosting sweat lodges.
And I guess it's just tricky if, like, you know, like like I, you were saying, if there's no like medical personnel there, there's no one really that knows it, literally what's going on and how that can affect your health.
Right.
And people are told that it's okay to get sick, you're supposed to get sick, then how do you know when you've gone too far?
Yeah, and what I think is interesting, what I love about Jay's call is that the teacher that he went to or the facilitator that he went to said, if this isn't working for you, just let us know and you can go. And again, guys, I repeat myself constantly, but in any situation, in any dynamic, group work, individual session, you always have the power to leave if it's not working for you. And you should find a facilitator or a therapist or a practitioner or, you know, someone who claims to do healings who supports that work, because I think that's really important. Benny, so do we still have Kathleen on the phone?
Yes, let's go ahead and transfer over to Kathleen. And let me drop on that. Doing this. And
poor Benny, juggling, riding a unicycle.
Sorry, today's just one of those days, man. I love it. But, you know, it's got its ups and downs. Okay, so Kathleen is called in. She's calling in from Seattle. She has a relationship that's going through a transition.
Hey, Kathleen, this is Dougal. How are you doing?
Hi, Dougal. I'm so glad to talk with you. I love your show.
Oh, you're so sweet. I'm glad to talk to you, too. What's going on in your life?
Well, I've been with this man for 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's been a very interesting journey.
Yeah. He's changing a lot lately.
It is changing a lot. It's according to, I mean, I really resonated with the last caller that said that they kept having relationships from the past come in to teach us, and mm-hmm. he had an old girlfriend that was a very chaotic relationship for a year and a half. He's had her come into his life 3 times now, and the last time was a 2-week conversation over the phone and text, and he told me about it, but it really caused a schism between our relationship until I heard you talk about how they come into our lives to remind us what we don't want.
Absolutely.
And
it's
that's
a test.
What he has told me. He goes, I don't want that. I know that I don't want that. And so I've always felt like our relationship was like an old married couple's, and I want more.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. So when I focus on his energy, you know, a lot of times he has issues with negativity. It's something that he's worked on really hard in his life. And I feel like some of these past harder relationships are popping up because there's something, I used this word earlier, seductive to him about it. I got to be honest, Kathleen, this doesn't feel great to me. There are more areas in his life other than love that you are going to see him flirting with what I'm going to call heaviness, or kind of, it's not really depression, but it just feels like he's getting stuck in a certain energy. And what happens in relationships is we come up to different points and different levels, and hopefully we re-meet, we inspire each other, and then we move forward. But I keep seeing you moving forward, and I see him a little stuck, and that worries me tremendously. So here's a technique that I give people all the time. I want you guys to sit down, and I said this earlier, and work on a vision board or your goals, and start talking about what kind of life that you want to create together. And you'll notice that he seems kind of stuck in fear, and that's not helping you uplift. So, unfortunately, I have to be honest, I think this relationship is probably going to come to a close, and mainly it's because these kinds of situations of negative things keep popping up, up and up and up and up, and he gets stuck in it, where you see the lesson really quickly, and you want to move forward, and you're like, let's do it, and he keeps getting stuck. So that worries me a little bit, so I think there's going to be a transition there, okay?
Well, I know the transition is coming. I was just wondering if it was the right thing to do. And I know that I'm initiating the transition because I have all these fantasies about traveling. And I want him to go with me, but I don't feel like that's possible. But yet at the same time, I don't want to leave what I have because it's so comfortable and loving.
And what you want to do there, that's the whole point of the vision board. You put your goals up there. You put all the things that you want to do, and you invite him along for the ride. You know, I always give people the freedom to hopefully become stronger and move forward, but you have to continue fulfilling your goals, and that's what you need to look at. If you find yourself sacrificing your goals or putting them on hold, there's a problem in the relationship.
That explains it, because I did a vision board for us 3 years ago, and I was looking at it the last couple of weeks, and I thought, oh, my God, we're like this old married couple, and this is not what I want. So I turned it over to the blank slate, and I was wanting to redo it, but I've had reservations because I think, oh, my God, what if he doesn't want to do it with me? And what is this going to mean? And it's going to mean, but I just have to buck up and do it. I
Absolutely.
See that now.
Yeah. And every time you feel like you're putting them on hold, that's your message. Kathleen, thank you so much for calling. That was a great call. I love it. We're going to try and take another quick call. Janine in Spokane, Washington. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Janine, what's going on?
Oh, well, you know, life.
I was going to say, Janine, you don't have to be psychic to know it sounds like you're kind of having some struggles right now.
Yeah. My father died about, well, a little over 9 years ago, and he left a will that left my sister and me a very large inheritance. And my stepmother immediately decided, well, you know, this will is never going to see the light of day if I have anything to do with it.
So,
yeah, and when she died, she handed it to her brother, who is carrying on the tradition.
Oh, God.
So I just sent a letter with some forged documents that the lawyer actually sent me. I don't whoa, okay, these
the
are forged. This is not my dad's writing. This is not his signature.
Yeah.
So I sent them to some relatives in Arizona who are going to get a hold of Morgan Stanley, and I'm just wondering if that's going to be the thing that's going to crack this wide open.
You know, I wish I could tell you that you guys were going to win and everything was going to work out and it would be hunky-dory. I do think you are going to get some money. Unfortunately, they probably went through a lot more than you're actually aware of. The second thing, though, is when you talk about this, Janine, it is so trapped in your emotional body. I mean, you,
and
I don't blame you, rightfully so, that you're frustrated, but you have real attachment to it. And when we're actually trying to manifest something, unfortunately, the first thing you have to do is you have to let it go.
I know.
Order for it to come back.
That's what I'm working on.
I know. It's so hard. And you're going to grit your teeth when I say this, but so what I need you to do is I need you to say an affirmation, and you can change the words, but in my opinion, something like whatever their family name is, if this family needs the money more than me, if it's that important to them, then they can have it. Because the truth is, you're going to be provided for. I know that you're going to attract abundance in other ways.
I know. I'm loved. I know.
Yeah, but they like...
Now I'm crying. Thank you. I'm loved. I know that.
They like the struggle. They like the drama.
Oh,
they
God,
want
do they
the
ever?
Fight.
Yes. Yeah.
So when you let it go, that's part of what's going to help it come back to you. Okay, Janine?
Oh, sweet.
Thank
you are
so
great.
Much.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Janine. I appreciate the call. Hey, guys, remember, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. It's 80s Day here on the Dougal Fraser Show. I'm going to be taking your calls. Don't forget to go to transformationtalkradio.com and submit a question. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Pernu Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means of self-discovery, or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Stinging nettle. Not simply a plant to avoid brushing up against while in the woods, this plant is an important herb. Harvest fresh with gloves, and you can add this leafy green food to soups, lasagna, or make as a tea. High in minerals such as iron and calcium, nettle leaf has antihistamine and anti-inflammatory effects, so is a good ally for those with seasonal allergies. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it. Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Fraser, 80s day here on the Dougal Fraser Show, which I am loving. Hey, guys, do you want to know more about my work? You can always go to my website at www.dougalfraser.com. That's DougalFraser.com. You can find out about readings and cosmic coaching sessions, whatever you like. Or you can find me on Facebook. I'd love to be friends. Let's look at each other's photos, comment, give us stuff that you want to talk about or guests that you're interested in having on. Speaking of guests, my good friend Colette Baron-Reed is going to be on the show, I think, on April 12th. It's the second Tuesday in April. But she is doing a really, really cool program through Hay House called Weight Loss for People Who Feel Too Much. It's an online course. I love this. You guys know I've talked about my weight issue pretty much every hour on the hour. But this is a five-lesson series with Colette Baron-Reed. It starts on April 5th. It's through May 3rd. And basically, it's a forum where you guys can log in. You see the online course. She talks to you. There's message boards. It's really fantastic. Go to the Colette Baron-Reed website at ColetteBaron-Reed.com, or I think you can go to HayHouse.com and sign up for it because I think it's terrific. All right. So speaking of weight loss, it's spring here in L.A., which means less clothing and no more.
You've already been through that at the airport, so what's the matter?
Exactly right. The whole world is
seriously.
And we are going on vacation at the end of April. It's a family, you know, I don't even know if I can call it
a family affair. What's going on?
So here's the thing. Every year, my dad, my sister, and brother-in-law, and her kids, and my aunt, we all fly to Florida to see my grandmother, who's 95, and just kind of spend some time together and get together. And then I made the great decision of also saying that we should go see David's family in Miami. So David and I are pretty much doing like a cross-state tour of the state of Miami. We're going to Orlando for the first two nights of Passover to be with David's family, which is, I mean,
that's a whole other show.
Yeah.
Right?
Guys, so here's the deal. You know, David's nieces and nephews, who I adore and consider my own, still think we're friends, which is a little bit of an issue. We never lie to them. When they ask, do you live together? We say yes.
Oh.
Do you sleep in the same bed? Yes. Do you have the same phone number? Yes. They're so smart.
But this is my family asks us to do this, and they're little, so it's kind of complicated.
I have a feeling we're going to have some pretty good stories post-trip because they're just getting too old for these questions. And it's just so funny because, you know, at the workshop this past weekend, I was always talking about, I like to tell you guys about my flaws. You know, it's not just about you calling in and asking me for advice. You know, I have issues as well. So this is a big trip for us, and it's coming up in about a month, and I adore your family, but it definitely triggers some stuff because, as you know from listening to me on the air, I'm pretty much honest about everything, and it's important for me to be out about
a little too honest sometimes, but
I know a little too honest, but I think that's what makes people feel connected.
Exactly. It
so
happens.
So it'll be an interesting trip with us all together. I'll be curious to see how it works out, and then we'll probably need a vacation
after the vacation.
Yeah, probably. So we have a good question on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Don't forget, you can always go to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Click the instant feedback button, submit a question, and I may read it like the one I'm going to read right now from John in Austin. He says, hi, Dougal. I'm in a relationship with an older woman. Cha-cha. I have fun to... Oh, by the way, sound effects are my writing. All right, I'll go back to John's work. Hi, Dougal. I'm in a relationship with an older woman. We have fun together, but I don't feel like I will spend the rest of my life with her. Hmm. She's very wealthy, lovely, and supports me financially, and she's okay with this setup. Is this bad for my
sugar
karma?
Mama? Sugar mama.
That's yeah. Benny making fun of you, John. Never.
I am not. I'm supporting that.
Okay, John. So listen, you already have guilt or else you wouldn't be submitting this question. The fact that you even state that I don't feel like we're going to spend the rest of our life together worries me a little bit. What you want to look at here is, okay, so it's great that she supports you financially. Is it to the point where she lets you exercise your passion in another area? You know, perhaps there's a type of work that you want to do that may not be able to generate a certain kind of income, and you're really jumping into that because she can support you? Or is it getting to the point, and this is my intuitive feeling, where it's kind of breeding laziness, where you're falling into a comfort zone where you don't really have to challenge yourself, you don't really have to grow, and then your life is becoming kind of gray. Again, guys, relationships is not just about sex and passion and love. It's about finding someone that inspires you to be the best that you can possibly be. And there have been times in our partnership with David and myself where I'm earning more money and he can work on something else, or vice versa. He's working on making more money and it helps us together. But if it gets to the point where one is generating all of the energy and the other person isn't doing anything, that's a little bit of a problem. So I have to say, John and Austin, that I don't think this is a good fit for you. I don't think you should break up immediately. What I actually think you need to focus on is finding your own passion. And if that relationship supports it and you guys start moving forward and then you have something to come back and talk about and really motivate each other, then it's the right relationship for you. But if you find you're just not connecting and you're kind of there just for the money, which is my sense, you got to be careful with that. So I love the question.
Well, the interesting thing I think with us is that because we're both men, like there's no gender role. Right. Like with John, it sounds like, you know, he's wrestling with that thing of like, she's my girlfriend and
good point.
A woman, and
you're right.
Shouldn't I be the one who's supporting her and earning the living? And that can get a little complicated with like the gender roles.
Yeah, Benny, you're straight. You're our token straight guy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. It's a dubious honor.
Do you find in your relationship that you struggle with like who's the, and now you've got children, so does that ever come up for you? Like who's the provider?
A little bit, but I mean, right now I think we're just honestly so focused with trying to raise the boys that it's kind of, I mean, it's not traditional like it used to be. You know, the father was the breadwinner and the mom was, you know, usually the stay-at-home. I would, honestly, if it came down, I would absolutely love to be the stay-at-home father.
Really?
Yes, because I like being attached to people and watching them grow and listen to them and talk back. It's always a challenge to talk back, that's for sure. That's why I'm in radio.
And well, I love that you say that. When you talk about that, you say it with real confidence and pride, which I think is phenomenal. Have you ever, like, talked about that? Well, I can't remember your girlfriend's name.
Lindsay.
When you talk to Lindsay, is she cool with that? Like, would she be cool with working?
I think absolutely 100% she would be, yeah.
I love that. I think that's, and that's what I love about things changing. Like, the traditional family dynamic is not the same.
Well, if you notice that, too, it's, you know, you have two people in the household that are working, or more than one, to support the living. I mean, it is expensive these days,
of course.
And, you know, gas prices and, you know, food and, you know, with the stuff going on overseas in both directions, really. I mean, things are really stressing on our pocketbooks. So,
yeah. So you kind of go, and that's so funny too, because when you're trying to manifest energy and I always think when you're trying to manifest abundance, I always use the word energy. I try not to focus on a number, but if there's only one person in the family where the expectation of they have to be the provider, they have to be the one to generate the income, you're actually limiting what could be a phenomenal, like I've always said to David, people may not know this, but David's also a makeup artist, and I'm like, you know, the minute Lancome calls and wants to do the David line, I'm ready to go. You know, we're not attached to the way in which the universe will provide the energy. So I love that, like if you're at home, if there are certain roles with expectations, that can be a lot of energy to take on, and I think there's something powerful of saying, I'm open to either of us having this experience and generating energy for our family, because that can be the most powerful experience. Guys, it's been such an exciting hour. We've had such a good time. If you want to give us information on topics or guests, or you just want to submit a question, you can always go to my website at www.dougalfraser.com. That's DougalFraser.com. Or if you want to book an appointment for a reading or find out about my coaching package, call us toll free at 1-877-936-8425. You know, I'm obsessed with Facebook. Find me on Facebook. Let's be friends. Let's hang out together. Maybe you'll end up being booked on the show with an interesting, juicy question, because we always select questions before the show. That might be kind of fun. It's been fun 80s hour here, Benny. Have you had a good time?
Yeah.
I know you have. So next week, hey, don't forget, call up Baron Reed. Go to hayhouse.com. Weight loss for people who feel too much. I love her. She is one of my favorites. I think you'll really enjoy it. Guys, every Tuesday at 10, it's the Dougal Fraser Show. We have fun. It's crazy. It's silly. Sometimes it's deep, but it's always life-changing. Remember, my name is Dougal Fraser, www.dougalfraser.com. I've had a great day. I hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Wait, Dougal, you still got like 2 minutes, bud.
We do?
Yeah.
David's telling me to wrap up.
No.
I know. David keeps saying wrap up.
That was the wrong hand cue.
It's because Skype isn't on.
Sorry, I had an itch.
All right, well, let's see if we can take a question. I know.
You sure it was an itch?
We kept saying wrap up. All right, let's go with Zoe. Could you please give me insight into my confusing love life? There is a past lover who... God, this keeps coming up a lot today. There is a past lover who I still have a deep soul connection with and who misses me. And there is a new lover. Nothing is feeling quite right. Hmm. Well, Zoe, I just want you to know that every other person that submitted a question isn't in a relationship. And poor sweet Zoe has too. Okay. In my opinion, Zoe, I would imagine that you get distracted by the needs of other people and it pulls you away from your own stuff. So I think you need more time alone right now. I don't think either of these people are the right choice for you. It just doesn't feel right to me at all. And even when I pull a few tarot cards while I'm talking to you, it just feels like you need to walk away. In my opinion, you need 6 months to a year of alone time before you can connect to another individual. Remember, guys, a lot of times the universe will deliver chaos to get you to get distracted from your own life. That never helps. Guys, now we're actually wrapping up. Correct, Benny?
Yes. You don't have to wait for me.
Every Tuesdays at 10, it's the Dougal Fraser Show. Call me 1-877-936-8425. Thanks, everybody, and have a great week.